Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, Holiday Edition, Episode 52. Today we're reading Chapter 3, Part 2 of the book, Giving Thanks for Thanksgiving's Past. No matter how wonderful your Thanksgiving tradition has been, it will come to an end. You just don't know when. But precious memories will make those Thanksgivings past last forever and new ones can begin. By Daniel White III with his wife Marika White. Chapter 3, I'm Going to Marry Her, Part 2. 4 years away from home, Celestina matured. 4 years of college life matured David. Anna and Sandy joined them in the transition from high school graduates into more mature young adults ready to take on the world. They had a different outlook on life, a more serious, settled outlook. Celestina received an unexpected phone call one day while she was home taking a much-needed break after completing 4 years of college. "He says he's an old classmate from high school," her mother said, handing her the phone. "Must be very old for him to call me on the house phone and not my cell phone," Celestina said. "Your very private cell phone," her mother said, walking out the room. "Try to keep it short." "Hello," Celestina said. "Hello, Celestina. This is an old friend." Celestina thought she recognized the voice. "Who is this?" she asked. The caller chuckled. "This is David. David Esposito. Since you seem to have forgotten my last name as well. Do I need to refresh your memory?" "No need to. I remember. It's certainly a surprise hearing from you. Who told you I was home?" "You don't want me to call you?" David said. "Oh, no, no. I have not heard from you since high school. That was 4 years ago. So I'm kind of surprised you still remember me and even know how to get in touch with me." Celestina felt a little guilty knowing Sandy and Anna had been keeping her up to date on just about everyone and everything since high school graduation, including David. "Well, some people you never forget," David said. Celestina's heart warmed as she remembered all of David's antics to get her interested in him. "Anyway," David continued, "I've been asking Sandy and Anna about you. All they would say is that you're doing well and away at college. I asked them if you had a cell number. They said yes, but would not give it to me. I just wanted to keep up with everyone as much as possible. There's no need for us to break ties because we're not attending the same school." "Yes, I do have a cell number, but I kept it private to prevent people like you from calling me," Celestina said. She then burst out laughing. "Just kidding. I wanted it private so that a whole lot of people wouldn't be calling me. That way I can concentrate on my studies." "I hear you." "Does that mean I can't have your number?" David said. "I'll see," Celestina said. "How's Hillary doing?" "I have no idea. I thought you two were the perfect couple." "Nope." "Well, you all were talking mighty hard towards the end of school year, and you took her to the graduation dance. To tell you the truth, I was only talking with her to get you jealous, so that you'd come running into my arms." Celestina rolled her eyes. "Well, the truth is finally out, you devil. You just told on yourself." "But I already knew that," Celestina said. "Anna and Sandy have been giving me the scoop on just about everyone, especially you." "Oh, really?" "Yes, really. But how could you do Hillary like that? She was running around telling everybody how much she loves you and how much you love her, and, well, I don't know where she got that from because I never told her I love her. But you, I do love." Warmth flowed through Celestina. "Whatever. I still want to know, how could you use her like that?" "Oh, she has her issues. Let's just say we drifted apart, and I kept drifting to you. So can I have your number? I promise you I won't pester you." Celestina laughed. "All right, here it is. Promise me you won't give it to anyone." "You don't have to worry about that. I'll treat it like hidden treasure." Over the next few months, David's and Celestina's phone calls to each other increased. They started going places together. He became a frequent guest at her home. Within 2 years, they were on a flight to England for their 2-week honeymoon. "So I wish to thank God for giving me a great husband who I thought was a strange person at first. And I also thank God for 28 years of a wonderful marriage, Celestina said. As the saying goes, it don't get no better than that. It sure doesn't, David said. I also want to thank God for bringing me through the cancer scare and for giving me a husband whose arm I could lean on during that time. Our family has been blessed with good health for so many years. I can't even recall any serious hospitalization or accidents, so you can imagine how scared I was. To lose both breasts, that's something. But I'd rather lose both breasts and carry on in good health than have the cancer destroy my entire body. I also thank you all, everyone here, for your prayers. Let's not preach now, David said. The turkey's getting cold. I'll put it in the oven to keep it warm, Gabriella said. Everything else should be fine. Celestina waited for Gabriella to return to the table. The Bible does say in everything to give thanks, as this is the will of God concerning you. It was hard thanking God during that time. Things happened so fast. 1 hour I was sick, the next hour I was in pain, the next hour I felt well enough to go for a walk. I could go on and on, but I am thankful we're all gathered here today because we don't know who will be here next Thanksgiving. Coming out of a year of misfortunes, ill health, death, I can't wait to see what this upcoming year has in store for us. Turning to her mother, Celestina said, "It's your turn, Mama." Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless you until next time.